奉主耶稣基督圣名正道。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak.
感谢主耶稣，让我们的青年诗班在这边歌颂神。
We thank our Lord Jesus Christ that the youth choir was able to present such wonderful hymns.
这四个晚上，小弟被安排谈一谈，神真的存在吗？
These four nights, I've been arranged to deliver the topic, Does God truly exist?
耶稣是谁？
Who is Jesus?
天国跟地狱是真的吗？
Is heaven and hell true?
哪一间教会才是真教会？
Which church is the true church?
我们盼我们的朋友能够继续来这边，跟我们一起查考，来认识这位天上的真神。
So it is our hope that our friends can be here with us for these nights and study to see whether God truly exists.
耶稣是谁？
Who is Jesus?
对我个人来讲啊，耶稣是我个人的救主。
Personally speaking, Jesus is my personal savior.
他是很爱我的一位天上的父。
He is a very loving heavenly father.
就好像诗歌所说的，他真的是我生命一切所有。
Just like the hymns that we sing, He is everything in our life.
所以我真的觉得很荣幸来这边介绍这位主耶稣，来让人您一起来认识。
I feel very honored that I can be here to introduce this true God to you.
耶稣到底是谁？
Who exactly is Jesus?
在历史上，很多人为他牺牲生命。
Throughout history, many people laid down their lives for him.
很多人放弃事业来传扬他。
Many people put aside their careers to preach his message.
他没有写过一本书。
He has never written one book.
但是很多书写着有关于他。
But there are many books written about him.
他没有做过一个曲子。
He has never written a song.
但是很多歌都来写着歌颂他。
But many songs are written to praise him.
他没有画过一幅画。
He has never paint one painting.
但是很多画都在描写他的慈爱跟伟大。
But many paintings depict his great love and mercy.
所以这位以色列拿撒勒地的木匠的儿子，他到底是谁呢？
So who exactly is Jesus, the son of a carpenter from Nazareth?
我们今天晚上来听听他的自我介绍。
So tonight we'd like to go into his self-introduction.
在约翰福音主耶稣用七次我是来介绍他自己。
In the book of John, Lord Jesus used I am seven times in seven various ways to describe himself.
耶稣甚至谈到说，如果你们不相信我是，你们要死在罪中。
Lord Jesus even went as far as saying, if you do not believe that I am, then you will die in your sin.
这句话什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
因为旧约的神他自我介绍， I am who I am, 我就是那个自有拥有的神，就是 I am.
Because the God in Old Testament described himself as I am who I am.
那么耶稣说，如果你不相信我就是那个 I am, 那个旧约自我介绍的那位 I am who I am, 那个自由的神，那么你们就要死在罪中。
Therefore, when Lord Jesus introduced himself, he said, if you do not believe that I am the God in the Old Testament, I am, then you will die in your sin.
所以诸位朋友，当我们在听到主耶稣说我是的时候，
Therefore, friends, when you hear the term I am,
他事实上他在介绍他自己就是天上来的神，成为神的儿子。
He described himself as the Son of God who came from heaven.
也就是以色列人所盼望的那位弥赛亚，那个受膏者，那位救世主。
He is the Messiah, the Anointed One, the One who will save the Israelites.
我们来看看他的自我介绍。我们来介绍几点他的自我介绍。
Let's go through some of his self-introductions.
他提到我是世界的光。
He described himself as the light of the world.
他说我是生命的粮。
He said, I'm the bread of life.
他说我是羊的门。
I am the gateway to sheep.
他说我是真葡萄树。
He said, I'm the true vine.
他说我是生命，我是复活。
I'm the life and the resurrection.
我们今天晚上来思考他的自我介绍，盼望您在听完他的自我介绍之后，能够接受他成为你生命的救主。
And so we will study these seven self-introductions, and we hope that through this discourse you will accept him as your savior.
我们来看约翰福音的第八章十二节。
Turn to John chapter 8.
约翰福音第八章十二节。
John chapter 8 verse 12.
第八章十二节。
John 8 verse 12.
十二节。耶稣又对众人说，我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必得着生命的光。请读。
I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
耶稣说啊，他是世界的光。
Lord Jesus describes himself as the light of the world.
各位朋友，自从我们人类犯罪之后，我们就离开了神的面。
Friends, ever since humans have committed sin, we have departed from the face of God.
我们啊，这个世界啊，成为一个罪恶的世界，因为罪从一个人进入世界。
This world became steeped in sin because sin came into this world through one person.
成为一个黑暗的世界。
It has become darkened.
所以你看到世界有很多的不义啊。很多的罪恶存在哦。
This is why you see so much injustice and evil in this world.
那圣经上讲，魔鬼是这个世界的王。
The Bible says that devil is the king of this world.
魔鬼也常常来这个害人呢。
And the devil often goes about to entrap people.
所以我们活在这个世界，没有神来的光亮。
When we live in this world, we do not have the life of God.
我没有盼望。
We have no hope.
我没有意义。
We are without meaning.
我没有方向。
We have no direction.
有时候我们真的不知道，我们好像一个瞎眼的人，我们是一个睁着眼睛瞎眼的人。
Oftentimes, though we have eyesight, but we live as though we are blind.
因为我们看不清楚人生的价值是什么。
For we cannot see clearly what is the meaning of our life.
当耶稣在世的时候。
When Lord Jesus was on earth,
在耶利哥有一个瞎子坐在城门口。
In the city of Jericho, there was a blind man sitting by the doorway.
他很可怜。
He was very pitiful.
他坐在那边乞讨。
He was begging for alms.
当我们不认识耶稣基督的时候，
When we do not know Jesus,
这个世界就是我们的全部。
This world is our everything.
我们讨这个讨那个，讨生活，讨这个讨那个。
We seek this or that, everything just to keep our life going.
但事实上，我们真的对耶稣不认识，对未来没有盼望。
But in fact, we do not know Christ, and in that way, we have no hope in the world.
耶稣来到这个城市。
When Lord Jesus came to the city,
打开他的眼睛，
he opened the eyes of this blind man.
圣经讲他就跳着就跟着主耶稣基督就很高兴。
The scripture describes that he was leaping and singing in joy.
今天如果我们在这个世界真的跟主耶稣相遇了，
if in this world we have truly met Jesus in person,
你真的好像会看到一束光进到你的生命里面来。
It would be as though you have seen a stream of light into your life.
你会看到人生一个新的方向跟价值。
For you can see a new direction and meaning in your life.
真的，你的眼睛啊，好像会从那个只有在世上的眼睛呢，提高到那个鹰的眼睛啊，能够看得很高，看得很远，看得很超越。
You are able to elevate your perspective into that of an eagle that can see very far and high above.
我们都承认啊，这个世界充满了苦难。
And we admit that this world is filled with bitterness.
因为人世间呢，不如意的事情呢，十常八九了。
For there is hardship and everything that goes against us in this world.
我们看路加福音的第一章。
Turn to Luke chapter 1.
路加福音第一章。
Luke chapter 1.
第一章的七十八节。
Chapter 1, verse 78.
七十八节。
78.
因为我们神怜悯的心肠，叫清晨的日光从高天临到我们，79节，要照亮坐在黑暗中死硬的人，把我们的脚引到平安的路上。请读。
Because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace.
我们的神真的很爱我们哦。
Our God truly loves us.
所以他从黑暗当中像一道光来到我们当中。
Therefore, he comes to us in our darkness like a shimmering light,
要照亮我们这个坐在死荫当中里面的人。
In order to brighten us who are sitting in the shadow of death,
要给我们平安啊。
To give us peace.
最近在伯恩教会有位姐妹啊，受洗。
Recently, there was a sister in Bowen Park who was baptized.
她在信主之前呢，婚姻很不幸啊。
Before she came to the Lord, she had a very terrible marriage.
先生后来跟她离婚。
And her husband divorced her.
因为他们是从柬埔寨逃到泰国，又从泰国来到美国。
Because there were refugees who escaped from Cambodia and later on came to America.
那所以他们的生长过程当中呢，常常有一些活教的东西啦。
And their life is filled with much idol worship.
那他们分开的时候呢，他说他先生啊，给他的两个女儿下的不晓得什么东西啊，邪术啊，什么东西啦。
And she said that when they were divorced, her husband possibly cast some spell, evil spell on her daughters.
所以她女儿就非常的气她，她跟女儿感情很不好。
As a result, she has terrible relationship with her daughters.
她说有一次她女儿骂她叫 B 开头的很难听的字。
So once her daughter called her the B word.
她很难过，她想到她开车到 桥上要去跳桥自杀。
And she was so, she felt horrible. She wanted to leap off the bridge and die.
后来想到她有个儿子啊，她还小，还需要她。
But it dawned on her that she still has a younger son who is in need of her.
她不敢这样做啊。
So she dared not to go through her suicide.
后来她来到真耶稣教会。
Later on, she came to Jesus Church.
后来才跟我们讲，到真耶稣教会的时候，接受帮助啊，帮助按手祷告的时候。
And later on, the minister lay hand on her to pray for her.
她说：“哇，你手把我按到我头上啊，我整个都快要爆炸了。”
She said the feeling is as if her entire head was about to explode.
那我们就问她说：“那你为什么要继续来教会？”
So we asked her, then how come you still continue to come to church?
她说：“道理很好，我实在是走投无路了。”
Because the truth is so wonderful, and I have no way out.
那慕道期间呢，我们就发觉到说，其实她生命当中有一些。违法的事情不太适合做一个基督徒当做的。
And so as she was studying the truth, we observed that there are certain behaviors that she did, which is very unchristian-like.
那我们就叫她要离开那个也就是要不做那个事情啊。
So we advise her to stop doing those things.
那个事情，那个跟她这个事情有关系，也是他们故乡的人啊。就是他们柬埔寨或是寮国那边的人。
So her fellow countryman was the one who made her do the.
他说离开这件事情，那个人不甘愿啊，就在他身上又作画。每次他在工作的时候呢，他的手突然会抽痛。
And she says that person when she tried to get away from that person, he must have cast some spell on her, so she would feel sudden pains when she's working.
每次到教会里面来那个力量才不在。
And it's only when she comes into the church that evil power no longer has any influence over her.
真的主耶稣爱她。
And truly, Jesus loves her very much.
有一个礼拜五晚上的聚会。
On one Friday evening service.
最后祷告。
In the concluding prayer.
突然一道光啊，照到她身上来。
Suddenly, a stream of light shone upon her.
而且温暖啊。
She felt warmth.
同时呢，她觉得她的头啊，好多这个偶像，那个牛鬼蛇神啊，就从她的头一直出去啊。
And at the same time, she could sense that there are a lot of idol spirits were streaming out of her head.
哇，她看到鸽子啊，在光中出现。
And then she suddenly see a dove appear in the midst of the light.
开始讲方言呐，开始一直讲灵言呐，得到圣灵啊。
And she began to speak in tongues.
心中非常的喜乐。
She felt so joyful.
感谢主，后来他们走神的道路，神的爱、怜悯的心，好像清晨的日光照到他的身上。
So thank God, because later on she walked on the path of God, and the word of God came to her like a sun streaming into her life.
她现在受洗啊，过着很平安的生活。
Now that she's been baptized, she lives a very peaceful life.
所以耶稣他说他是世界的光。
This is why Jesus describes himself as the light of the world.
我们看约翰福音六章的三十五节。
Turn to John chapter 6, verse 35.
约翰福音六章三十五节。
John 6, verse 35.
六章三十五节。
6:35.
耶稣说：“我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿。”信我的永远不渴。
Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty.
耶稣说他是生命的粮，就是让你可以饱足的东西。
Jesus declared that he is the bread of life, meaning that he can satisfy you.
在阿摩斯书第八章啊，神命定在末后的日子，饥荒要临到世界。
In Amos chapter 8, it prophesied that in the end times,Famine will come to this world.
人饥饿并不是没有粮食可以吃。
People will be hungry not because of the lack of food.
人口渴并不是没有水可以喝。
They will be thirsty, but not because of lack of water.
那是因为没有神的话。
But because they are in short of God's words.
诸位，你同不同意？我们现在人真的大家都很幸福。
Everybody, do you agree that most everybody live a very blessed life nowadays?
但是很不快乐。这个时代是很幸福却不快乐的时代。
But this is a time of very blessed, abundant life, and yet we don't experience happiness.
我们跟那个神训班的同学这样讲啊。
And we told our theological students.
你们不要以为住在会堂很辛苦啊。
Don't think that it's very laborsome to live in the chapel.
你们这是五星级的饭店，跟徽州比起来。
Compared to Africa, this is like five-star hotel.
真的，我们活在这个。先进的美国，我们实在是什么都有。
And it's true, when we live in such a modern society in the United States, we enjoy everything.
我们有 iPad, iPhone, i this, i that.
We have iPod, iPhone, lots of i's.
但是就是 iBored, 无论做什么，就是我都很烦啊。
But in the end, you become eye bored because everything is boring.
那这个烦代表什么呢？
So this frustration, what does it represent?
就是很饥饿。
It means that we are hungry for something.
你心中得不到满足。
For our heart cannot be satisfied.
当你到耶稣面前哦。
Oh, but when we come before Christ,
你真的有神的话可以听啊。
And we have the word of God we can listen to.
真的你会得到喜乐，因为身上讲神的话好像下滴的蜜一样甘甜啊。
And truly you'll be very glad because the Bible describes the word of God as sweet as honey.
圣经讲说呢，人活着不是单靠食物啊。
The Bible tells us that we do not live in this world merely by bread alone.
是靠神口里所出的一切话。
But by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
我们人活着要靠食物。
We live in this world, we need to survive by food. Otherwise we go hungry.
但是人有一个灵魂哦，有一个精神生活，那个如果没有神的话，你得不到满足的。
A human also has a soul. Without the word of God, we can never be satisfied.
如果人拥有世界的一切东西就会满足，那请问Tiger Woods为什么后来做那些事情呢？
If a man could be satisfied merely by possessing everything, then let me ask you, how come Tiger Woods has everything and yet he still did such things in his life?
其实很多人真的拥有很多，但是就是没有喜乐。
A lot of people possess much material things, but he has no joy.
如果你有查考，你就知道说，其实越先进的国家越不喜乐。
If you study and you discover that the more advanced a society is, the less of a happiness in that society.
为什么？
Why is that?
没有神的话可以听啊。
Because they are lacking of God's word.
真的，当您常常听神的话。
And it's true, when you listen often to
the word of God,
when your children are often filled with the word of God in their life,
他很自然就会对药啦，对酒啦，对那些色啦，对那些 pornography 啦，他很有力量说 no， 因为心中他有力量。
And very naturally, they will have the power from within to say no to pornography, to drugs, to any kind of evil addiction.
最近有个父母亲呢，跟他孩子说道歉呢。
Recently, there is a parent who apologized to their child.
不好意思啊，今年没有时间带你们去 vacation 啦，没有办法去玩呢。
So the parent apologized, saying, "I'm sorry, I could not take you anywhere because we're so busy. We can't go on vacation."
那孩子说，爸爸，你怎么这么说？你已经好几年都没有我们带去 vacation 的啦。
So the child said, "Why do you say this? You haven't taken us vacation anywhere in many years."
但是我们家的人在家里，我们都觉得很快乐，我们不需要 vacation。
But we're so happy at home. We don't feel a need for vacation.
那爸爸心里在想，到底什么让他的孩子不需要 vacation 有满足？
And so the father was thinking to himself, "What is the source of happiness? Even though they don't go on vacation, and yet his children." Felt very satisfied.
注意到他们的孩子是有在读圣经的孩子。
And so he noticed that his children read the Bible regularly.
神就是他们的满足。
For God is their satisfaction.
前几个晚上我听到一个小姐妹这样在讲啊。
A few nights ago, I heard a young sister saying this.
因为我去一个大学参加团契的时候，发现到，哎，你这么小怎么来这个大学参加团契？
I went to attend a college fellowship, and I saw a very young sister also came. So I asked her, "What are you doing here?"
谈到最后，他就说，其实他的生活很简单呢。
And so she told me that she lived a very simple life.
所以时间很多了。
And so she has lots of time.
他就是做功课、上网，然后弹琴，就是那件事情。
She would do her homework, play the piano, and surf the net.
他说，我这样的生活在别人看起来很 bored, 很无聊。
And she said a lot of people think that my life is boring.
但是我不会觉得这样子啊，他这样讲了哦。
But I don't feel it's boring.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
神的话在他生命里面。
Because the word of God is infused in her life.
所以耶稣说，我是生命的粮。
Lord Jesus says that He is the bread of life.
真的，当我们有神的话，我们的孩子内心就有力量。
It's true when our children possess the words of God, then they will have strength from within.
我们看约翰福音第十章第九节。
Turn to John chapter 10, verse 9.
约翰福音十章的第七节跟第九节。
John chapter 10, verse 7 and 9.
十章七节九节。所以耶稣又对他们说，我实实在在告诉你们，我就是羊的门。请读。
Then Lord Jesus said again, I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep.
我们跳到第九节。
Verse 9.
我就是门，凡从我进来的必然得救，并且出入得草吃。
I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved.He will come in and go out and find pasture.
耶稣说他就是一个门，是羊的门。
Lord Jesus declared that he is the gate for the sheep.
他说我们就是羊了。
And he described us as the sheep.
当我们进到他这个门里面来的时候，
When we enter through this gate of God,
你就必得救。
Then we will be saved.
那这句话有一个意思就是说，你没有进来的时候，你没有得救。
And in other words, if we do not enter through this gate, we will not be saved.
这句话怎么讲呢？
So how is that?
我们刚刚介绍过，其实我们人始祖犯罪之后，罪就从一个人进入世界。
We explained previously that when our ancestor committed sin, the sin entered into the world through one person.
但因为罪，我们就跟神隔离啊。
Because of sin, we are cut off from God.
那这个属灵上隔离的状态就是一种死啊，因为你没有神的生命在你里面。
And spiritually speaking, when we are cut off from God, we are doomed to die.
那怎么样，你这个人死的人可以得救呢？
So how is it that a dead person can be saved?
根据神的律法，就是啊，为了满足了神的公义，如果你要得救啊，必须要有一个人啊来替你死。啊，一个没有罪的人替你死，你才能可以得救。
By the laws and regulation of God, when a person is sinful, another person must lay down his life for you in order for you to be saved.
那世上大多罪人，谁可以为你死呢？
But since this entire world is filled with sinners, who can die for us?
所以神就亲自来到人间。
And so God came to this world personally.
成为耶稣基督道成肉身。
He became word in flesh as Jesus Christ.
被钉在十字架上面。
He was nailed on the cross.
为我们牺牲生命流血。
And he sacrificed himself for on our behalf.
我们信靠他，借着他的宝血可以洗净我们的罪。
And as long as we believe in him, and then his precious blood can wash away our sins.
因为当我们受洗的时候，宝血会在水当中可以洗净我们的罪。
Because during the baptism, the precious blood will be revealed to wash away our sins.
所以主耶稣他又这样介绍啊。
Lord Jesus goes on to describe.
十章的第十一节。
Chapter 10, verse 11.
我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
我来这边是为了你们牺牲生命的啦。
I came to this world to lay down my life for you.
我牺牲了生命之后，就为你们开了一条又新又活的道路。
When I sacrificed my life, I opened up a new and living way.
你们只要走向这条道路，
as long as you walk on this path of life,
你就会进到这个门。
You will enter through the gate.
所以耶稣他又这样介绍。
And Lord Jesus goes on to describe.
我们来看啊，约翰福音十四章
，John 14，
是十六啊第六节
，verse
6，十四章第六节
，John 14 verse 6。
耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。”我们怎么能够得救呢
？How can we be saved？
我们得救就是到父那边去的意思。
The only way we can be saved is if we go through our heavenly Father.
那你一定要进到这个门，才能够到父那边去。
Only by way of going through the gate can we reach.
那你到这个门有一条道路，有一些真理，你要去走这条道路，你要去守那些真理。
To walk on this way or enter through the gate means there are certain things that we have to obey.
那你就可以进到这个门里面来了。
Only by obeying them can we go through the gate.
那这个这样子你就可以得救了。
In such way we can be saved.
这是福音的内容啊。
This is the basic content of the gospel.
这个圣经上讲哦，这一个门啊，是一个窄门啊。
The Bible describes this gate as being a narrow gate.
我们来看马太福音第七章。
Matthew chapter 7.
这条路是窄路啊。
This is a narrow path.
我们来看马太福音第七章的第十五节、第十三节、十四节。
Matthew 7 verse 13, 14.
马太福音七章十三节、十四节。
Matthew 7 verse 13 and 14.
你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡，那门是宽的，路是大的。进去的人也少第十四节
14.
引到永生那门是窄的路是小的找着的人也少请读
Enter through the narrow gate for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction and many enter through it but small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life and only a few find it
诸位我们要进到耶稣这个门他就是门
So everybody we must go through this gate of Christ
你的灵魂会得救了
And our soul will be saved
但这个门很窄哦
But because this is such a narrow
gate, 那个路很小哦,
a very small path,
进去的人很少哦,
very few find it.
最近在某一个真耶稣教会啊，那个教会很小，大概二十个人在聚会。
Recently, I went to visit a True Jesus Church, very small one, only 20-some people.
有个朋友要决定要不要受洗啊。
And there was a friend who was debating whether he should be baptized.
决定最后一个观念就是说，你们教会怎么人这么少啊？如果你们教是对的教，为什么信的人这么少啊
？So he kept wondering to himself, how come your church is so small? If you are the church that leads to salvation, how can only so few believe?
可是圣经上就是这样讲啊。
But this is exactly what the Bible tells us.
有一次门徒问耶稣说了
，Once
有圣经上问了一个问题啊。
Once the disciples asked Jesus Christ one question,
就是得救的人少吗
Are there only few who will be saved?
诸位，您想一想，得救的人少吗？
So let's think about this question. Only few will be saved.
请问在挪亚时代，那个上万人的时代，得救有几个人？
Think about the time of Noah, where there were hundreds and thousands of people. How many people were saved?
圣经上讲只有八个人。
The Bible described only eight people were
saved. 请问当200万人出埃及的时候，到最后有几个人进到迦南地？
And let me ask you another question.Of the 2 million people who went out of Egypt, how many people actually made it through to Canaan?
到最后只剩下两个人，那些出埃及剩下两个人，跟那些啊利未人没有被数点的。
In the end, there were only 2 people who got into the land Canaan.
请问在使徒时代刚开始有5000人受洗，但是使徒时代后期有没有人要听道理呢？
In the beginning time of the apostolic church, 5,000 people believed and were baptized, but in the end, how many people wanted to accept the truth?
所以这个门是小的。
Therefore, this gate is very narrow.
耶稣给我们一条道路，这条道路，这个路是小的。
And Lord Jesus gave us a path which is very small.
如果您听到电视在布道，
If you listen to the TV evangelist,
很多传道人都这样子宣告。
A lot of evangelists would declare,
你们要信耶稣吗？
Do you want to believe in Jesus?
耶稣你们要口里承认，心里相信，举手，你们举手，我帮你们祷告。
And all you have to do is raise your hand and believe in your heart and speak in your mouth and I will pray for you.
啊，这样子你们就得救了，因为你们承认了，你们相信了。
And then you'll be saved because you have professed in your lips.
啊，你们回到自己的故乡呢，啊，什么教会都可以去啊，哦。
So when you go back to your hometown, you can go to any church.
请问耶稣开的道路是这样的道路吗？
Let me ask you, is this the way that God opened for us?
没有错，这只是一点呢，哦。要悔改，要相信。
Yes, it's true that we need to repent and believe.
耶稣说：“我实在告诉你，人如果没有从水生跟圣灵生，不能进神的国。”
But Lord Jesus says very clearly that if a person does not repent, be baptized through the water and spirit, cannot go to heaven.
但是现在主流教会都不传这样的福音。
But all the mainstream churches do not preach this kind of gospel.
门开得很大。
They left open a wide open gate.
路很大。
A wide open path.
你信耶稣，我犯什么罪都没有关系了，只要悔改就好了。
If you believe in Jesus, doesn't matter what kind of sin you have committed, you still will be saved.
圣经上是这样讲的吗？
Is that how the Bible portrays?
耶稣说，你要进天国，要守诫命。
Lord Jesus says, if you want to go to heaven, you have to obey the commandments.
所以门是窄的。
Therefore, the gate is narrow.
但是如果我们真的靠神的恩惠进这个窄门啊，
But if by the grace of God we can enter through this narrow gate,
耶稣说你要有草吃啊，
Lord Jesus says we will find pasture,
你会得生命，
We will obtain life,
并且要得到更丰盛的生命，
And we will receive an abundance of life.
真的诸位朋友，如果你真的进了这个窄门哦，
And truly, friends, if you're able to go through this narrow gate,
你会得到很多的恩惠啊，
You will receive much blessings.
这个叫恩门啊，
This is a gate of blessing.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
当我们的罪除去之后，
Because after our sins are removed,
你跟天上的父的关系就恢复了。
We are reconciled with our Heavenly Father.
你有一个爸爸一直在带领你的生命。
We have a Heavenly Father who continues to guide our footsteps.
所以很多基督徒很喜欢诗篇二十一篇哦。
This is why a lot of Christians enjoy Psalm 21.
神是我的牧者。
God is my shepherd.
我必不致缺乏。
I will not be in lack.
他使我躺卧在青草地上。
He makes me lie down in green pasture.
领我到可安歇的水边。
He leads me beside quiet water.
这个就是入门人的一个体会。
So this is a personal experience of one who can go through the gate.
他心中很平安。
There is much serenity in his heart.
他没有忧虑。
He has no worry.
他有困难，没有忧虑。
Though he has hardship, but he has no worries.
诸位，主耶稣真的是我最好的朋友。
And everybody, Lord Jesus truly is my best friend.
小弟的生命经历很多主耶稣的恩惠跟平安。
In my life, there is filled with much grace and blessing of God.
常常觉得生活虽然有重担，但是没有忧虑。
So I know that even though I'm going through hardship, but I have no worries.
我记得我女儿要选大学的时候，高中毕业的时候要选大学。
I remember when my daughter graduated from high school and she was selecting colleges.
她上了一些 UC 的学校。
And she was going through some UC schools.
她被录取了哦。
She was admitted.
我心里在想说，哎呀，不要去了，我们去社区大学就好了。
And so in my heart, I was saying, don't go to UC, just go to community college.
我心里想说，比较便宜嘛，哪里便宜哪里去嘛。
Because I was thinking, that would be easier on my wallet, just go to the cheaper place.
但是我不好意思开口了。
But I dare not to.
不敢开口，他以为说爸爸怎么这么 cheap 这样子。
I dare not to reveal my thoughts to my daughter because for fear of she saying, "Dad, you're so cheap."
啊，我就跟他讲说，你有这么多选择哦，还有这个社区大学一种选择了哦。
So I said, "Oh, you have so many UC schools you could choose from, and plus these community colleges."
你祷告看看哦。
I said, "Why don't you pray? Put this in your prayer."
他大概知道爸爸在想什么。
So she probably got my. Got a hint.
最后，她真的选了社区大学。
So in the end, she went to a community college.
我问她说：“你后来怎么决定选这个社区大学的？”
And I asked her what made you make the final decision to go to community college.
她说很奇妙，我在问主耶稣的时候
，She said, very strangely, when I was asking Lord Jesus Christ,
有三次奇妙的体会。
There were three miraculous experiences.
第一次，那个台上的讲台吼，就是感动我说吼，不要离家太远呐。
First time, the speaker on the pulpit encouraged me, saying that do not leave too far away from home.
第二次我为这个事情祷告的时候，我圣灵特别充满。就是当我说我要不要去社区大学的时候，为这个事情祷告的时候，圣灵特别充满了。
And second time is when I was praying for which school to go to. The Holy Spirit really filled within me, and when I thought about going to community college.
然后第三次呢，他来还灵言还变了哦，变灵言了。
And third time, her tongue changed.
所以她说很清楚，主耶稣要让她去这个社区大学。
And so she said, Lord Jesus very clearly told her it was for her to go to community college.
所以我很轻松啊，没有重担，一个学分$20。
And so it became a very light load on me because each credit is only $20.
那两年毕业之后，她要转学。
And so after 2 years of going to community college, she's about to apply to elsewhere.
她也上了一些 UC 啊。
She also went to some UC schools.
也上了一家私立大学。
And also went to a private college.
那我心里又在想。
And I thought to myself.
那个 UC 不是有一家给你全额奖学金吗？一毛钱都不用花的。
Isn't there a UC school that gives you a full scholarship so you don't have to spend one penny?
但是我也不太敢讲太大声嘛哦。
But I didn't dare to speak too loudly.
可是那个私立大学那个也录取他了哦。
But that private college also accepted her.
后来她拿一封信来我们面前了。
So she brought this acceptance letter before me. And with tears in her eyes.
爸爸没有给我奖学金，怎么去？这么贵，怎么去？
So she said, Daddy, how can I go to such an expensive school? I have no scholarship.
但是她很喜欢去那个学校。
But she loved to go to that school.
那是她的梦想啊。
It was her dream school.
哎呀，我们当爸爸的当然心就软下来了。
And so of course, as a dad, my heart softened.
但是一方面是，一年要大概15万块钱呢。
But on one hand, it's about $40,000-$50,000 each year.
另外一面，这个小孩子的梦想呢
？On the other hand, it's her dream.
这下子换我祷告了。
So now it's my turn to pray.
祷告的时候，真的主耶稣真的给我们很多的平安。
So when I was praying, I truly experienced much peace from God.
一个观念就下来呢。
And there was a thought that entered me.
你带钱回天国做什么？天国不需要钱啊。
What's
the 如果有需要，把房子卖掉都可以让他念书，不是吗？
What's the point of bringing so much money to heaven? Heaven doesn't require money from you. So why don't you, if it's needed, why don't you sell your home and allow her to go to college?
想一想，你当初出国的时候，你爸爸给你花多少钱？
And think about how much money your father gave you when you left your country.
这样想心中安呐。
So suddenly, there was peace and tranquility in my heart.
就让孩子去了，念他想要念的学校。
And so I let her go to her dream school.
心安啊。
And there was much peace in my heart.
没有重担。
No worries.
耶和华是我的牧者。
For the Lord is my shepherd.
我没有缺乏。
I do not lack anything.
真的很奇妙啊。
It's very miraculous.
当我们决定去念那个学校的时候。
When we decided to let her go to that school.
总会一分光环下来。
The GA sent us a memo.
凡是传道的孩子以后上大学，这个协会教会帮助一半。
All the children of the ministers, when they go to college, will receive half of their tuition reimbursed from the General Assembly.
我必不致缺乏。
And so I will not be in lack.
因为主是我的牧者。
For the Lord is my shepherd.
我们来看约翰福音第十五章。
Let's turn to John 15.
约翰福音第十五章
John 15
第一节
Verse 1
约翰福音十五章第一节
John 15 verse 1
我是真葡萄树我父是栽培的人第五节
5
我是葡萄树你们是枝子藏在我里面的我也藏在他里面这人就多结果子 耶稣说他是真葡萄树。
Lord Jesus describes himself as the true vine.
当我们像一根枝子连接到他身上的时候，
When we are like a branch attached to him,
我们的生命就有一个奇妙的改变。
There will be a miraculous transformation.
我们就可以结果子。
We can bear fruit.
我们就有真葡萄树，有耶稣基督的生命在我们里面。
We will become the true vine with the life of Jesus Christ in us.
很多人不敢入这个门啊，这个恩门，他不敢入。
A lot of people dare not to go through this door of grace.
为什么呢？
Why?
他怕江山易改，本性难移。我信了耶稣之后，我没办法改毒，没办法改色，没办法改一大堆坏习惯。
They're afraid that once they accepted Christ, they can no longer go back to their evil ways as before.
他们怕再犯罪。
And they're afraid of recommitting sins again.
所以不敢走上这条道路，不敢入这个恩门。
So it prevents them from going into the path of salvation.
但是其实你不用忧虑啊。
But actually, you don't need to worry about
that. 不是你可以改变。
It's not that you can change yourself.
而是当你常常在主里面的时候，
But when you remain in Christ often,
当你常常读圣经祷告，被圣灵充满的时候，
When you constantly pray and read the Bible and fill with the Holy Spirit,
你的生命自然而然的它就会改变。
It's very naturally our life will transform itself.
所以我常常跟我太太讲，你应该感谢主啊。
I often tell my wife that you need to thank the Lord.
因为我当传道人啊。
Because I become a minister.
因为我前面有当传道的时候脾气很不好。
Before I became a minister, I had a horrible temper.
因为我现在祷告更多了。
But now that I pray more.
真的，如果你常常在主里面呢。
And it's true. When you often remain in the Lord.
你不用担心我会换这个换那一个，你只要把眼睛集中在耶稣基督身上就可以了。
You don't need to worry that we will go back to our sinful ways as long as we focus our eyes on Jesus.
我最近遇到一位同龄，他信主不久。
Recently, I encountered a fellow brethren who recently converted to Christ.
他要受洗之前呢，他慕道期间常跟我讲一些事情，说传道，我有枪哦。
Before he was baptized, he often told me certain things. For instance, he would tell me.Pastor, you know I have guns.
再过几天呢，我说传道，我枪法很准哦。
And a few days later, you know I'm a very sharp shooter.
我都没有想太多啊，你干嘛一天到晚告诉我你有枪这个事情啊？我不懂啊。
I didn't really pay any attention to all that. Why do you tell me that you have guns and all these stuff?
信主之后才问他说，哎，兄弟，为什么老是告诉我说你有枪呢？
And so after he became a Christian, I asked him, why is it that you often tell me you had guns?
传道，我以前真的很想杀人呢。他这样讲，我以前很想杀人呐。
He said, Pastor, you know, in the past, I really wanted to kill someone.
你知道为什么吗？以前哦，我又娶了一个老婆，又娶另外老婆，通通离婚了。那些老婆对我很不好，然后请黑道的哦，拿枪顶着我的头啊。
You know, I married two wives, and they treat me horribly, and they also ask gangsters to put gun on to my head.
从那次开始呢，我立志啊，要把枪法练好，谁敢欺负我，我就把他打死。
So from that time forward, I determined myself to become a very sharp shooter. Whoever dares to pick on me, I will let them suffer my bullet.
我在想说，哦，怪不得你一天到晚说你有枪啊！原来那个时候他心中还充满了恨。
And so it dawned on me. No wonder you tell me that you have gun all the time because his heart is filled with hatred.
我说，那你现在觉得怎么样呢？
So I asked him. So what do you? How do you feel now?
说很奇怪，我现在没有恨了呢。
He said it's very strange. Now I feel no
hatred. 我信耶稣到现在，我祷告哭了六次。
After I believe in Christ, I have wept six times in my prayers.
啊，第一次的时候，我祷告的时候，我就感觉到主耶稣啊，啊，就在我前面呢。
The first time,
一直看我啊。
I could sense that Lord Jesus Christ was standing right before me, looking at me.
我就觉得好像有那种好像爸爸回头过来找我一样啊。
And I felt as if my long lost father came back to me.
所以我就一直哭，一直哭啊。
So I kept my tears kept streaming down.
有一次祷告的时候，我也哭啊。
And another time when I was praying, I also wept.
因为我看到主耶稣啊，被钉在十字架上面。
Because I saw with my eyes that Jesus was nailed on the cross.
我就觉得我以前的罪都被主耶稣洗干净了，都主耶稣原谅我了。
All the sins I have committed in the past are all washed away by Jesus.
啊，最后一次啊，他说他还哭啊，哭了最后一次。
And another time when he wept.
啊，感到主耶稣很爱他，很爱他。
He felt that Jesus loves him so deeply.
看到主耶稣很爱他，很爱他的时候，嘴巴就开始讲灵言了。
And we,
得圣灵了。
When he saw that Jesus loves him so much that his tongue began to roll and speak in tongues.
耶稣说我是真葡萄树。
Lord Jesus says that he is a true vine.
只要你能够接触到他。
As long as we can attach ourselves to him.
你跟他生命连接上了。
When we connect our life to him.
你很自然而然的你就有主耶稣的爱在你里面。
Very naturally, we will have the love of Christ within us. There will be no hatred.
我们再看一下福音十一章二十五节。
Turn to John 11 verse 25.
十一章二十五节。
11 verse 25。
十一章二十五节。
11:25。
耶 耶稣对他说，复活在我，生命也在我，信我的人虽死了也必复活。请读。
Lord Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies.
这是很奇妙的话，没有人敢讲说我是复活，我是生命的。
This is a very powerful statement because no one dares to declare that I am the resurrection and I am the life.
讲完这句话，问题就来了。现在有个人死在那里，你怎么说？
As soon as he declared this, he faces a crisis because somebody just died. So what do you do?
那主耶稣就呼叫拿撒勒名字。那撒路从死里死了四年，那时候又复活过来。
So Lord Jesus called out the name of the deceased, which was Nazareth, and he came to life again.
所以我们所拜的这位是耶稣基督，他是生命的主。
Therefore, Lord Jesus Christ that we believe in, he is the Lord of life.
我们今天的存留动作，你今天可以呼吸，是他让我们可以继续呼吸的。
All of our action, even our every single breath, depends on Jesus.
耶稣说：“我要死，要被埋葬三天。”最后我要复活。
Lord Jesus prophesied that he will die for 3 days and then come back to life.
后来这个历史事件也成为事实。
And later on, this historical event also came true.
今天我们为什么信耶稣呢？
Today, why do we believe in
Jesus? 因为我们很多基督徒相信主耶稣从死里复活了。
Because a lot of Christians believe that Jesus resurrected from death.
他成为第一粒种子。
He became the first seed.
经上讲，将来我们每个人都要跟他一样。
And the Bible says that everybody who believes in him will become like
him. 只要他的生命在你里面。
As long as his life dwells in you.
将来你死了也要从坟墓里面起来复活。
In the future, when you die, you will also resurrect from the graveyard.
这个可能吗？
Is this possible?
明天晚上我们再多谈一点呢。
And tomorrow we'll delve into this deeper.
有天国有地狱吗？
Is there heaven and hell?
有复活吗？
Is there a resurrection?
耶稣说我是复活。
Lord Jesus says that he is a resurrection.
如果没有复活，您今天不要来了。
If there is no resurrection, don't bother showing up.
如果没有复活，您也不用做什么善事了，都不用做了，没有神，没有鬼了。
If there is no
没有复活。
If there is no resurrection, why bother doing charity goods? No bother.
今天我们相信复活。
Today we believe in resurrection.
因为圣灵在我们当中。
Because Holy Spirit dwells among us.
耶稣说，当我复活回去坐在天父右边的时候。
Lord Jesus says, when I resurrect and I go sit down next to Heavenly Father,
我要把圣灵降下来。
I will pour down the Holy Spirit.
今天怎么这么有复活呢？
Today, how can we prove that there is resurrection?
当我们一起祷告的时候，
when we pray together,
你听到你旁边的人在讲一种奇异的舌音。
You can hear your neighbor speaking in an unknown tongue.
他们祷告，主耶稣在天上听他们的祷告。
When they're praying, Lord Jesus in heaven is listening to their prayer.
这是代表主耶稣已经复活了。
And this is a revelation to us that Jesus resurrected.
他也要让你将来复活。
And in this way, he will also allow you to resurrect.
诸位朋友，这就是主耶稣的自我介绍。
Dear friends, these are the self-introductions of Christ.
我们再想一次哦。
Let's think about it once more.
他要把你从黑暗当中带出来。
He will bring us out of darkness.
他要给你生命有满足。
He will satisfy all life.
给你的话语听啊，哦，神的话。
He will give us his words.
他要给你得救，入他的门。
He will give us the life and the gate of salvation.
得救之后，他要改变你的生命，跟他的生命一样。
And once we receive this life, we will resurrect just like his life.
将来你还要复活。
And in future, we will resurrect.
这是何等美好的事情！
How wonderful it will be.
你愿意接受耶稣做你生命的救主吗？
Are you willing to accept Jesus Christ as your savior?
小弟活了半百啊。
I have lived about 50 years old.
小弟生命的最大感触就是，今天如果没有主啊，我不晓得会可以说生命可以说是零哦。对我来讲，我自己确认了，如果没有主，我的生命应该是零的。
And I can assure you, assuredly tell you that without Christ, my life is equal to zero.
主耶稣太爱我了。
Because Jesus loves me so much.
当我回头过去看我自己的生命。
When I look back on my life.
主耶稣的恩典满路径。
The grace of God is filled through all the footsteps I've been to.
我们在座很多弟兄姐妹也是一样的。
And this is true with a lot of brothers and sisters.
我真的盼望您继续来追求这位主耶稣基督。
It's my sincere hope that you will come here and continue to study.
他是信实的。
For this Jesus is true.
他要爱你。
He will love you.
他还在等你。
He is waiting for you.
我们再来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
529首
529